Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites. Another opening
of another show. Well, I am back in the Big Apple. No complaints except for the 1,000-degree heat and a rainstorm I will not soon forget. But onward. First, this news, which makes me feel old. I believe it may have been the first show we took our then little boy to. He's now 33. Yep, Charlie Brown is back. New York City Center just announced its cast for You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, with Tony and Emmy Award winner David Hyde Pierce as Charlie, Oscar and Tony nominee Danielle Brooks as Lucy, Emmy winner Ayo Edebiri, you know, she's on The Bear, as Snoopy, and Jin Ha as Linus. How's that for a cast? Sam Pinkleton directs a musical, which was, of course, adapted from Charles Schulz's famous Peanuts comic strip. Anyway, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown runs February 3rd to 14th as the first production in New York City Center's 2027 Encore series. Of course, that unbeatable series consists of three rarely revived musicals each year performed as concert stagings. Now, another cast to look forward to, Second Stage Theater's off-Broadway production of Bryna Turner's The Visitors, directed by Jenna Wershom. That one will star Esko Julé, Celia Keenan-Bolger, and Will Pullen. It begins performances on October 21st at the Irene Diamond Stage at Pershing Square Signature Center, one of my favorites. Esko Julé's stage credits include Windfall at Steppenwolf, Trophy Boys, and Wolf Play at MCC, and Marry Me at New York Theater Workshop. Celia Keenan-Bolger is a Tony winner for To Kill a Mockingbird. Her additional credits include Mother Play, The Glass Menagerie, and many more. She's, well, wonderful actress. One more just-announced show to come with some favorite names. Manhattan Theater Club has announced that Academy Award winner Julianne Moore will play the title role in Sarah Ruhl's Phaedra, F-A-Y-D-R-A. That's set to begin performances at New York City Center, Stage 1, on February 25th. The play is a modern take on the ancient Greek myth about a woman driven by her lust for her stepson. Uh-oh. As a reminder, Julianne Moore won an Oscar for her performance in Still Alice. She was nominated in Boogie Nights, Far From Heaven, The End of the Affair, and The Hours. She last appeared on Broadway in David Hare's The Vertical Hour nearly 20 years ago. Wow. Okay, so now for what I've seen here in my first 3 days. First up was Birthright, written by Jonathan Spector. Now, he's the man behind a very different recent play called Eureka Day. That one had a laugh a minute. Birthright is very different. The 3.5-hour play with two intermissions deals with a group of eventual friends who met during that Israeli-based program decades ago. The show's first act takes place 2006, second 2016, the finals 2024. It can be tough going, but ultimately, if you don't leave with tears filling your eyes, well, you're stronger than I am. Birthright has everything. It has laughs, though it is far from a comedy, has insights, and yes, it has politics. Several presidents are named, mostly repercussions of what happened in the Mideast, October 2023. If Teddy Bergman does not win awards for Best Direction, I will be very surprised. The clever usage here of internet-inspired smartphone buzzes, etc., they're extremely well-placed. Speaking of which, your phones are checked at the door and placed in cases, and you go through a metal detector to enter. This one is at the off-Broadway MCC Theater, which takes pride in presenting inspiring, often challenging works. Well, they've done it with Birthright. And then it was time for music. On to 59 East 59 for The Piano and Me. The me being Hershey Felder, who traditionally tells us the stories of famous composers. In this case, it's a personal tale, how he managed to grow up with a difficult father, Jewish issues in the world that impacted his home, and what saved him? A piano, and the lessons, and eventually scholarships that started coming his way. It's a beautiful 2 hours of stories, photos, and yes, that piano. Felder is one of the best on that score. Let me tell you, the Upper East Side fans have been there for him for so many years. 59 East 59th could almost be renamed for him. I first met Felder there more than a decade ago to do a story about him. Next thing I knew, he was inviting me out to his apartment for a casual get-together. I walked in to see Helen Mirren and a famous composer or two. This man has gotten around in his life. He now mostly resides on a beautiful property near Florence, Italy. And my last show of the 3-day whirlwind, the Public Theater, Shakespeare in the Park, production of A Winter's Tale. First, a huge, unnecessary, but why not? Thank you to the public for creating free Shakespeare in a beautiful outdoor theater. It's been there a long time by now, I know, and it never gets old, nor does the playwright it celebrates. I mean, who needs Broadway when we have the Bardway? A Winter's Tale is lovely in every way, starting with the two leads, Raul Esparza and particularly Lily Rabe. Wow. Though the whole cast delivers. This is a long one, almost 3 hours. Some leave at intermission. Even if one does, you're getting a lovely treat. As for other offbeat New York City comings and goings, well, one called Soon at St. Luke's Theater, which asks the question, what do you do with the time you have left? Well, while 20-something Charlie waits for the end of the world, Jonah waits for her to start living. Anyway, there's a theater for a new audience, always an interesting place. That has its Dream Up Festival starting in a week or so. Go see some new plays as they are being, well, dreamed up. That's a good one, theater for new audience. All right, back on the West Coast, there is something you should know about. Survivors gives us the real words of those who, well, survived the Holocaust. This production has been done in many, many schools, several museums. Now it's getting a production at the Kirk Douglas Theater in Los Angeles. On August 30th, the performance will be even more special. It's in honor of Kirk and Anne Douglas's foundation. Kirk's son, Michael, will be viewed via video before the performance. Survivors is done brilliantly, the actual words spoken by a young multiracial cast, usually, making it highly relatable for all audiences. Often the producers bring out an actual survivor at the end. I've seen a few, over 100 years old, yep. And they bring tears to your eyes. Again, this takes place at the Kirk Douglas Theater, August 30th, a beautiful venue in Culver City, arguably the coolest new area of LA. Anyway, I have a busy week ahead here, 3 off-Broadway shows, one on, et cetera, et cetera. They all sound fetching. Stay tuned, and I'll see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.